Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Audacity Academy. I am your host, Sarah Falciani, and I'm feeling some type of way. Here's why. So for those of you who are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another podcast platform, you can't see this, but we are actually and in fact recording a visual component to the podcast for the first time. So I tried to do this morning. My podcasts go out on Monday. It's Monday. We attempted. An attempt was made. Many attempts were made, actually. I was completely unhinged this morning. I think I tried like 1,000 rounds of recording this podcast. But in the middle of the 1,000th round, the landscapers across the street started, and a truck with a really loud engine idle parked like on the street right outside my office. And so it just was so much background noise, and there was so much distraction, and my throat was getting scratchy, and I was getting just more unhinged by the second. And so we needed to just pause, and I needed to go back to sleep. I was up extremely early this morning. Lord knows what reason. I have no idea why. It was like 4:30 or so when I looked at my clock, and very, very rarely, if I'm up, can I just roll over and go back to sleep. Once I'm up and the wheels start turning in my head and I start thinking about the things I want to do, the things I want to create, the things I want to say, once I'm up kind of a thing. So I got up, I got my coffee, I was journaling, I was doing my stuff, I was doing my reflections and my Sarah things that I do in the morning to prepare for the day, and then I dove into work. And trying to do the podcast was just not. And then I was getting more and more tired and more aggravated. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go the fuck back to sleep. So I did. I slept for a few hours. I got up. We're creating some content. And now here we are. Hi. This is a little weird. I feel a little weird with the visual component. And I do like having content that I'm able to share on the YouTubes and the TikToks and the social medias instead of just like a cover of my podcast and some audio clip. I like this. I like having this. I always had the intention of doing the visual component of the podcast back when the Audacity Academy was reborn the beginning of this year. But as we know, it hasn't happened yet. Why hasn't it happened yet? Well, I had this limiting belief that I had to have the fancy headphones, and I had to have the perfect recording space, and I had to have the fancy equipment and the fancy stuff in order for me to be able to check the boxes to be a quote unquote good podcaster, right? And that's just, it held me back. I'll admit it. It held me back. But this is really fun for me to unpack with you guys, because I feel like so many times in life we are held back by these limiting beliefs, these ideas of what we think needs to happen, these check boxes that need to be checked, the stars that have to align before we will allow ourselves to be enough, before we will allow ourselves to take a step. And so, yeah, I have no problem telling this story to y'all and using this as an example today, because I want you to reflect on your own life and think about the areas in your life where maybe, just maybe, you are allowing yourself to be held back from taking even the first step in the direction that you want to go because of all the things you're telling yourself need to be done and need to be handled, need to be managed, need to be known before you can allow yourself to take a little bit of messy action. Now, the headphones that you'll see podcasters wear, there's a purpose for them. They're not just for appearances. It has nothing to do with appearances. Trust me. If they were just for appearances, I would not. I would not have ordered any, okay? I don't relish the idea of being on camera with headphones on, but they are important for sound quality. And I do all of my coaching and most of my content creation here in the seat. I do want to have some floating shelves with some plants and some artwork and stuff behind me just for the visual component. It's something that I desire to have because it's more interesting than just the white wall, right? So there are aspects and things that I will be tying in as we move forward, but there was never a reason, never at any point, for any of that to be a valid reason for me to not just pull out my microphone, which I've had forever, and start recording content and start doing this. But I had to get to the point where I recognized the limiting belief, and that involved a little bit of self-reflection and me really sitting down and going, why am I not doing that? I know I want to be getting my message out to the world. I know I want to be sharing this content everywhere. I know that there's an opportunity here for me to have more content for the social medias, for me to grow my YouTube channel. I know there's an opportunity here for me to repurpose my content and get my message out to even more people, which is what I'm here on this earth to do. And I feel called towards this, but why am I just not doing it? And I really feel like that's something that a lot of us can relate to. A really big challenge question that my clients very much do not like is me asking them point blank, what is the answer? You know the answer. You have everything you need inside of you already. You know, we all know what our next step is. We know what our next step is. Very rarely do we really not know. And if we don't know, it's okay to hold space to kind of think about it a little bit. But most of the time, we are very, very, very aware of what the intuitive nudge is, of what the aligned action is, of what the next step is that's in front of us. But what we're not doing is we're not taking that next step. We're talking ourselves out of it for whatever reason. And it's usually because of fear, insecurity, insert reason here, but it's a really big challenge for myself sometimes and for my clients. No one's immune to this, to ask ourselves, why am I not doing it? What is the real reason here? What am I so worried about? What am I so hung up on? What have I convinced myself of? What have I told myself needs to happen before I will allow myself to take this step? Am I worried about what people are going to think about me? Am I worried about how I'm going to be judged? Am I worried about messing it up somehow? Am I worried about people being mad at me? Am I worried about failure? Am I worried about rejection? What is it actually getting in the way? And is that thing that's getting in the way really, really valid enough reason for me to not at least take a step? What if I gave myself permission to just take a step? I had asked myself that question. What would happen if I just sat down with my phone and my microphone and just started filming? What's the worst that happens? What's the worst that happens? It takes 1,001 tries. That's something that absolutely happened. The sound quality isn't perfect because I don't have the headphones yet. That's okay. The headphones are on their way. Someone judges me for my appearance or for the quality of the video. Welcome to my life. Do you know how many mean comments I've gotten on YouTube? Do you know how many mean things people have said to me because of my content? I've been in the online space religiously in the online space since 2016. Do you know how many mean things that have been said about me? What's one more? What's one more opportunity? What's one more invitation for people to say some shit about me? Honestly, it's not like it's going to hurt me. It's not like it's going to stop me. It's not like it's going to impact my message. It's not like it's going to ruin the message for the people who need to hear it. My mission when I first started my business, when I first started in the online space, when I first started sharing my heart online, my mission was to impact just one person a day. And to this day, it is still the mission of my company. It keeps things in perspective as we grow, as we expand, as we serve more and more people around the world, as the podcast grows, as the social media platforms grow. My mission is still to impact just one person positively a day. That's it. So if this podcast that I'm now recording on my phone and on my audio platform on my laptop, if this episode talking about limiting beliefs and taking messy action and deciding that you're enough as you are, whether the boxes are checked or not, if this video, a clip from this video reaches someone who needed to hear it, they would never have heard it if this video hadn't been produced and if this clip hadn't been put out into the world, they wouldn't have been impacted. One person a day, that is the mission of my coaching company, is one person a day. Who the fuck would I be to allow my limiting beliefs to hold me back? How fucking dare I? What an absolute disservice. Disservice. It would be so out of alignment for me to continue to allow some foolish checkbox list of checkboxes to hold me back from doing what I'm here to do on this planet. Purpose, my purpose is to help people realize that they are enough. They are enough as they are. They are enough as they are, and they are worthy of all the things that they desire in life, regardless of what their past experiences and their past choices have been. That is my mission on this planet, my purpose. And I am not going to allow a lack of headphones or a lack of a pretty recording studio to ever hold me back from doing what I'm here to do and saying what I have to say. I had to learn really early on in my entrepreneurship journey that messy action is way, 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 way better. Way better. Messy action in the direction that you want to go is so much better than no action whatsoever. Now, the excuses usually come from a very valid place. And this is where good coaching comes in. This is where self-reflection comes in. And this is what we'll talk about. Because our excuses, our limiting beliefs, the things getting in the way of us taking messy action, they're valid. They're not good reasons, but they're valid because they come from our belief system. They come from somewhere inside of us that is trying to keep us safe. We feel threatened somehow. We are afraid of rejection. We are afraid of failure. We are afraid of being laughed at or afraid of humiliation. We are afraid of all these things. It could be anything, whatever it is that we're afraid of, right? For me personally, I don't have the headphones. I don't have the pretty background. That was coming from, I wrote it in my journal. I think it was coming from a fear of not being good enough. It was coming from a fear of being laughed at because I don't look like all the other podcasters on the internet, the good ones, right? People aren't going to take me seriously because I don't have the big, hideous headphones. We can all laugh together, my first episode that I record where I have the big ass fucking headphones on, but I bet the sound quality for that episode is going to be like a 10 out of 10, where this is maybe a 5 out of 10, right? So I am kind of excited for my headphones, but they're not in any way, shape, or form making or breaking this podcast. But I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid of it not working. I was afraid of being laughed at. I was afraid of a lot of those things. And I had to look at all of that. When you run up against a limiting belief, when you run up against an excuse that you're giving for not doing something, trying to force yourself to just do the thing is just going to create more resistance. It's just going to create more problems for you. The way around it is to look at the underlying fear that's there. Look at the underlying fear that's there. Look at where that fear comes from. And honestly, pick it the fuck apart. Things stop being scary. I say this to my clients all the time. Things stop being so scary when you shine a light on them. Everything is scary in the dark. But once you turn the lights on or you shine a flashlight in the corner where your fear is hiding, it's all of a sudden illuminated and it diffuses a lot of its power. So when you're able to identify the fear, honest to God, the fear that is underneath that limiting belief, that is underneath that excuse, and you look at it and you deal with it, and maybe go back to past experiences and we do some revision work. We do some forgiveness work. We do some work around that stuff. What happens is we're able to actually dissolve the limiting belief from the foundation up. It crumbles. Once it doesn't have a foundation, it doesn't have legs to stand on. It doesn't have any power. There's no way for it to get in the way anymore. And we do that one limiting belief at a time, one excuse at a time, one fear at a time. That's if there's something getting in the way of something that you know 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 you're supposed to be doing, you're meant to do. It's the aligned action for you, like me doing this. We'll talk about a second scenario where you're making a lot of excuses and you're just not doing it and you're just not doing it and you're just not doing it, even though everybody has said you're supposed to. Even though you maybe have been telling yourself that you're supposed to. And you're just not doing it and you don't know why and you don't know what's getting there. And if you're a client, I might challenge you and I might say, okay, I'm noticing quite a bit of, you know, excuse making going on here. Do we want to talk about that? Do you want to tell me about that? And then usually my client will hem and haw, or I, if I'm in a coaching session with myself and I'm journaling, I'll hem and haw about it a little bit. And I'll eventually get to the point where there's no limiting belief, there's no fear, I just don't want to fucking do it. And when we're able to peel it down to that, and we get to the point where we're just like, I just don't want to do it. It's not aligned for me. I don't want to do that podcast. I don't want to launch that program. I don't want to provide that service in my business. I don't want to date that person. I don't want to take the next step in that relationship. I don't want to go to that party. I don't want to continue to engage and in that workout program or that diet or whatever. I just don't want to do it. In that case, the excuses are coming up because it's just not an aligned action for you. It's not an aligned action for you. And guess what? That's okay. Part of our journey of life, part of our journey of learning how to intentionally manifest, which you've been in my world a minute, you know that I use the term manifestation, but manifestation is just life. It's the spiritual buzzword for the scientific process of our energy creating our reality by what we focus on, right? That's manifestation. Manifestation is just focusing on a thought, an idea, long enough for it to materialize. It's nothing magical. It's nothing mystical. It's nothing even spiritual, unless you feel like tying that in because, you know, you're communicating with what you can't see. And I'm not going to go off on that side quest right now. But you've been in my world long enough to know that manifestation is just life. And part of the journey of us going through life and building our conscious awareness and building our skills, building our mental skills, building our self-reflection, and intentionally making moves and going bigger and creating a reality beyond what we're conditioned to kind of settle for, because that's really what I help my clients with, is pushing back the ceiling of what we could just default settle for without any more work. We have to learn how to recognize when we are not taking action because of a limiting belief and a fear, like me with recording these videos, right? Or taking, like launching the next program, or taking the next pivot, making the next pivot in our business, or breaking up with that person or whatever. And we're being held back because of a limiting belief and an underlying fear, and holding space for ourselves to process that and shift that and rewrite that and dissolve that limiting belief and choose a new story and lean into faith and take that step. And when to recognize when we're not taking action because it's not an aligned action and we just don't want to do it, but we've somehow convinced ourselves that we need to, and that's a different route to go down. That's different work to be done. Different work to be done. Why were you telling yourself that you needed to do that? Why have you made it such a big deal? Why do things out of obligation? Why procrastinate on things? It's a different rabbit hole that we can go down. It's a different direction that we can go down. If we're not taking action, it's important to be able to understand why. Why? Why are we not taking action? Why are we not taking action? Why are we not taking action? If we know that it's something that's aligned for us, why are we being held back? And if we know that it's something we're not aligned to, why are we continuing to say, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, and putting all of this pressure on ourselves to take action that we just don't want to do? Action is not necessarily required to manifest. I have seen incredible things manifest in my own life and manifest in my clients' lives just because they aligned to it, they did the self-concept work, they became the version of them who already had it, and action didn't show up for them today. Their action was to lean back and relax, and things developed and things fell in their lap. Deposits came in, refunds came in, texts came in, opportunities fell in their lap. The most random, bizarre, crazy, out of this world things rearranged and happened to bring their manifestation to them. So action is not always going to be required. But if you want to build a business, you want to start a clothing line, you want to write a book, you want to have a healthy relationship, you want to travel the world, you want a certain lifestyle, you want things, certain things. Yes, you want certain things. Sometimes just I'm not going to say 100% of the time, but, you know, for someone who runs a business, who's grown a business, who's worked very hard to grow a business, I can tell you it's a lot of fucking work, okay? There's been a lot of aligned action that I've had to take. There's been a lot of big, scary, massive action that I've had to take. Healthy relationships are going to require communication. It's going to require participation in the relationship, active participation. Traveling involves traveling, booking the tickets, driving to the airport, having conversations with people, networking. There's networking that needs to happen depending on what groups you want to get into, what moves you want to make, what industry you want to break into, how you want to grow your business or grow your career, or grow your investments. Action is going to be required. We're not just going to sit in a bubble in our room, in our house, in our apartment, sit in a bubble. That's not realistic. That's just not realistic, right? So action is going to be required in life. We are going to get up. We are going to shower. We are going to brush our teeth. We are going to get dressed. We're going to go to the grocery store. We're going to scroll on social media a little bit. We're going to talk to random people. We're going to go to work. We're going to do the things. We're going to talk to the people. We're going to communicate. We're going to watch some Netflix. We're going to wind down. We're going to brush our teeth. We're going to go the fuck to bed. We're going to get up the next day, and we're going to do it all over again. Action is a part of life. Action is a part of life. But what will make your manifestation game and life feel so much better is if you can learn the difference between being held back because of a limiting belief or an underlying fear and being held back or holding yourself back because you know that action is not what you are desiring. It's not aligned action. It's not what you want to do. It's just not what you want to do. There is nothing wrong with you changing your mind. There is nothing wrong with you pivoting. There is nothing wrong with you going, that's not for me. I don't want to do that. There's nothing wrong with saying that's not aligned for me at this time. There is nothing wrong with not, you know, I hesitate to say fulfilling obligations, but there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you saying that this is not for me. This friendship is no longer for me. This relationship is no longer for me. That is not my responsibility. It's just not aligned for me anymore. I'm choosing me now. Choosing us, really, really choosing us, which is what is required if we ourselves want to be chosen, involves a whole lot of this type of work. This type of work, being able to peel back the layers to determine what is aligned action and what is not, and being willing to deal with anything getting in the way of taking that aligned action, and you go full on balls to the wall into that fucking aligned action, and you do it big. And you don't get attached to the outcome, meaning you take a giant leap that direction and all of a sudden you got everything you needed to get out of that path. Your journey has been served. You've learned all the things. And now a pivot is the aligned action. That's fine. That's fine. Take the pivot. Take the pivot one step at a time. One step at a time. One step at a time is all you need to worry about. You don't have to have the entire path illuminated for you. It's not necessary. There are too many curveballs and too many things that are going to manifest and too many things God, the universe, the quantum are going to throw at you along your journey. It's impossible for you to know all of the how, what, when, where, whys of your journey. It's not going to happen. But if you develop a good enough relationship with yourself, strong enough faith in yourself and your ability to be okay, and strong enough faith in your higher power, if that's your jam, I'm a God girly, we know, or in the universe or in the quantum or in just the science of manifestation, and you develop enough faith in that process, and you get really, really, really good at being able to discipline yourself to just look at the next step, maximum two steps, you'll be all right. I promise you, you'll be all right. You'll be okay. Because when you try to illuminate the entire path, what happens? You get attached to the outcome. You get attached to the outcome. When pivots come, when curveballs come, when God throws shit at you, you get mad. You get mad. You get emotionally attached. You go, nope, I was attached to this path. That is the journey that I was prepared for. I was packed. I had snacks and bathroom breaks planned for that particular path. And now you're telling me I need to do a different one. A different one is aligned. It makes things messy. It makes your aligned action messy. I'm telling you, it makes things messy. You don't need to know everything. You don't have to have it all mapped out. You don't need to have all your snacks packed. You don't need to have all the bathroom breaks planned. You don't need to have it all figured out. All you need to know is yourself. You need to have faith in yourself, faith in your ability to be okay. You need to have faith in your higher power or the process of manifestation in general. Have faith in the quantum to rearrange, to mirror back to you your changed state as you do your work in faith. And you need to just know, just worry about taking the next step. Just worry about taking the next step. And I love that I'm doing this episode, and I love that this is a thousand and one at recording this. And I love that I got to, you know, this beautiful episode has come through me because of my own avoidance of my own aligned action. And it seems so silly. It really does seem so silly. Like, oh my God, Sarah, why didn't you just start recording video? Like, this is great. You get to see all my mannerisms. You get to see me talk with my hands. You get to see the cats that hop up on my lap. You're going to see my dog poke his head in and be all up in my business every now and then. And it's going to be great. But it's so silly to me now thinking that just last week I wasn't doing this because I didn't have the headphones and I don't have the floating shelves behind me yet. Honestly, I was so afraid of it not being good enough. I was afraid of the sound quality being terrible. I was afraid of things. And then I had to remind myself that I don't need to have it all figured out. I don't have to have it all perfect on the first go. I just need to trust myself. I need to trust myself to be okay. I have to have faith in God. Faith in my aligned action, faith in what I feel called to do, faith in my next step, and trust. And just trust. I don't have to worry about every single week of every single video that I film from now until forever. I don't have to worry about any future episodes of this podcast. The only thing I need to worry about is right now, right here, trusting that I am right where I need to be and I'm okay. But do you see now how I've shared this story, this example, and how something so small, even the smallest step, our limiting beliefs and our fears of possible outcomes can absolutely get in the way and hold us back? I could have procrastinated a whole lot longer than just, I don't even know what episode this is, 7, 8 since the beginning of the year. I could have procrastinated a whole lot longer. I really could have. I could have procrastinated a whole lot longer. And I have. I've procrastinated on things for years. There are some moves now that I'm making that I knew a year ago I were aligned for me to make. But I was held back by my limiting beliefs. I was held back by it not quite being time. I was ruminating in my fears, and that didn't serve. And there were things that I kept doing or things that I was avoiding doing. Because it just wasn't aligned. And I'm stubborn. And every now and then when I get started on a journey and I'm being called to pivot, I really don't like to do so because I like to finish things that I start. And why would I not finish something that I started? Well, fear of, you know, being perceived as a quitter, fear of being perceived as et cetera, so on and so forth. Do you see how there is never an end to our ability to unpack this kind of stuff? And how trying to look too far into the future and trying to see too much of our journey ahead can really hinder us and help us and force us to lose perspective of what we need to know to be true, which is, what is my next step? What is my next step in business? What is my next step in my manifestation journey? What is my next step in my health and wellness journey? What is my next step in my career? What is my next step? And if my next step hasn't been illuminated for me yet, trying to force myself to take a step isn't going to serve. It's not going to do anybody any good. I'm okay staying here. I'm okay being in this place. I trust myself to be in this place and to quiet the noise, because I know that my next step is going to be illuminated for me. And then when it becomes illuminated, okay, then we can go, all right, am I ready to take it? If not, uh-oh, what's going on? And then we go back to what I've talked about in this episode where we get clear on, is it aligned? Is it not aligned? What are we afraid of? Why are we not taking the step? And we do our work like I do with my clients in session and like I do with myself every single day of my life, because hello, I'm human. And any manifestation coach, any life coach, any coach out there who is trying to tell you that they're fucking perfect is fucking lying to you. And if you know the secret to perfection, please tell me. God knows I don't fucking have it. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Every next step, every next level of every single person comes with it new challenges, new opportunities, new things to look at, new things to unpack, new limiting beliefs, new fears. Me 5 years from now is going to be doing the same exact work that I'm doing now, just on a different level. It's just a different level. And me 5 years ago was also doing this work, just on a different level. These are the types of skills. This is the type of work that will serve you. It is priceless for your journey. Priceless for you to be able to determine, is it aligned? Is it not aligned? And if it's aligned and I'm not doing it, why? And what can I shift? What can I rewrite? What can I look at to clear this resistance so that I feel comfortable taking this next step? Being able to determine those two things, priceless, absolutely priceless, absolutely priceless. That's all I have for you today. If you are interested in working with me, I am enrolling clients right now. You can check the show notes and you can go ahead and shoot me an application. I don't do discovery calls. Just fill out the application with your information. Let me know why you want to work together, what kind of things you want to accomplish in coaching together. And on me or my team, we'll get back to you within 24-ish hours, working hours. And we will let you know if it seems like a good fit. And we might schedule a follow-up call at that time. We'll run through some coaching options with you and we'll move forward from there. If you would like to be a part of the community, I do have a free plan available in the community now. It's the bronze plan. You get exclusive content from me. You get monthly live calls I'm going to start doing in March. You're going to get connection with like-minded people. And then, of course, there's the upgraded membership options as well if you want more of like a mastermind style with weekly Q&A calls and access to me in the Q&A thread Monday through Friday. So those are the stuff and things that we have available. Check the show notes if you want to connect with me further. And I will see you next week.